Hey, thank you so much for watching. I'm Pippi Peterson. You can connect with me on Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as my website at pippinings.com. So when you're doing like a really big project, like installing your solar setup on your RV or off-grid home, you can often encounter smaller projects that are possibly even unexpected, just like I did. While installing my whole solar setup, I ran into the issue of the weight of my batteries, where I was going to put them, which was in the bin of the RV. So the weight was coming out to about 500 pounds. So I called Fleetwood and I said, hey, how much can I put in my bins? And they said, one of your regular bins can hold 300 pounds, and that's only if it is evenly distributed. Well, the bin where I'm putting it actually is two bins combined, so that means that that whole area could take 600 pounds if evenly distributed. And I'm a little less than 500, so it might be possible, but it's kind of risky. Let's say I hit a bump going down the road. I mean, I don't even want to imagine what would happen if the batteries went through the bin of my RV. So instead of doing that, I'm going to reinforce them with a big reinforcement, and I'm going to support it, or, you know, in a way hang it from the floor of the RV, so the ceiling of the bin. So for my reinforcement, I'm going to use steel. So I've got 2-inch by 2-inch angle iron steel, and pretty heavy duty. I got 3/16 of an inch, so it's thick. And it's gonna be super strong. And the other thing that I really wanna reinforce is, just in case, in the rare chance, but possible chance, that the lead acid batteries explode, they do explode. The only thing is they don't go into like pieces and they don't create fire or anything like that. But the lid will blow off. It'll just blow straight upward. And in that possible rare event, some acid could spill or splatter out of the battery. And to protect my awesome Xantrex inverter and my awesome Morningstar MPPT charge controller, you know, and anything else that might be in that area from acid, you know, being spilled on it, I'm going to put walls around the frame. And so to do that part, I'm going to use plexiglass. So I'm going to paint my steel just to make sure that I'm inhibiting rust as much as I can. I measured where I would need the bolts to be so that the structure would hang where I wanted it in the bin below. And in doing so, I realized that I had to remove these old seat belts. And a few good things came from the seat belts. One, there's already a hole drilled that's kind of perfectly where I want it. Two, I learned the thickness of the floor, which is 3/4 inch plywood. Unfortunately, it's not thicker. If it was thicker, I could recess the bolts into the floor to have a nice flush floor and bolts not sticking up into my RV floor. Unfortunately, there's no way that I'll be able to recess them, so I have to live with either not having batteries, or these ones, or, you know, less heavy ones, or having the bolts in the floor. Fortunately, it's pushed back in this location, so it's more or less out of way. So the third really awesome thing that came from removing the seat belts was I realized that this big steel plate was holding the seat belts in. And when I pulled it out, I was like, oh, you know, that's a lot of weight that I can just throw away. But actually, it turns out to be super useful. My original plan was to use 1.5-inch washers up on the, in all of the holes, and that would kind of be the weight distributors of, you know, all the weight that's going to be carrying. But then I thought, hey, you know, that's a great idea. You know, originally the seat belts were held in with steel plates. And I thought, you know, it might be a really smart idea to hold my batteries in place with a steel plate. And I measured the distance that these bolts happen to be, and it's exactly where I would be drilling them anyway. So it's incredible how sometimes things are just totally on your side. Then I thought, oh, okay, well, for the others, I'll just use my washers. And then I just kind of got a little uncomfortable thinking, you know, they're using this for a seat belt of, let's say, a 250-pound person or something. If this is being used for a seatbelt and my batteries are just under 500, maybe I want to use more steel plates. So I got some steel bar stock, and for the other holes, I'm going to, instead of using washers, I'll put the bolts into these, and these will also be on the floor. So I've got my homemade steel plates cut, and I'm just about to drill the holes. And a quick tip for drilling, especially large holes through steel, for example, it's always easier to start out with a little hole, a little drill, and then get progressively bigger. All painted and the holes are drilled. Bigger one in the back, which should be safer for fast braking when driving. So I just got the first track up, and I was gonna put this is the piece that's supposed to go on the roof of the bin, and so I cut out the holes where the bolts were gonna go, and then I completely realized that, or I guess I realized that I completely forgot to add in the freaking 1/4 inch width of the fiberglass to the bolts. Well, the 4 bolts that I made the bars for, I can just replace those bolts, but the ones that are on that metal bar that I am reusing from elsewhere, I can't increase the length of those because those bolts are actually welded into that metal piece. And because I really want to use it because it's like super strong, what I'm going to do is, instead of having this go underneath the steel tracks, I'm just going to butt it up against the steel tracks. And just in case you're wondering, how am I screwing that on from below and the bolt up here isn't turning because I don't have anybody helping me, I've got this and this piano stand is kind of perfectly placed that it goes up against that. So it's pretty much being held perfectly. And I'll be able to do the same thing with this one. And then those back ones, I can still use the vise, but put it up against the wall instead of this. Well, after so much work, I finally got the upper tracks on, and I think it's going to be easier after this because these are the final measurements that like everything else will be based on. And getting it through the floor was kind of rough because I realized that, you know, some of the holes were off on this second one, and because I made these holes based on the holes from the other track, and the holes in the floor were slightly different. So anyway, I just want to say that you guys see this video in just minutes, but this project has taken me so long. I have had to go to Home Depot just for bolts 3 different times. I've gone through 3 different sets of bolts, and the first time I forgot to measure the width of the plexiglass. And so then I went back, got other bolts. Well, then those bolts worked, but then the bolts that were part of the original steel plate, they weren't long enough. So I had to rearrange that. So then I went and got other bolts, longer ones, and then I got those in. Then I realized that the holes that I drilled in the steel plates were like the same size almost as the head of those bolts. So I had to go back and get bigger bolts. And I've just had like so many little mismeasurements. Like on my steel, I had 17 feet of steel angle and I had them cut it at 10 and 7. I double checked my measurements, 10 and 7 feet. And, you know, that left like, you know, it completely cut one of my things in half. So I had to go buy at Home Depot where it's more expensive. You know, if you're going to buy steel in bulk, you should buy it from like a steel place, you know, like a metal place, not Home Depot. Anyway, it was the weekend and I only needed 22 inches. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to wait because I really was having to do a lot of work on this project. So I, you know, had to go spend like 25 more bucks at Home Depot for freaking 22 inches. And so now I have like a lot of excess steel. So, but this is kind of how like these projects go. You never know what's going to happen and you can almost guarantee that there's going to be more that you have to do than you expect. And it's definitely going to take longer. And also, some people have said just on comments, I don't think it's a majority of viewers, but some people, they don't believe that I'm doing this myself, and I am, and that takes it so much longer. Just today, I've been working for like 2 hours trying to get this second track in, just this one, because I had to replace all the bolts. And I've walked around, you know, my RV door's on the other side. I've walked around my RV, front to back, like probably 50 times already today, you know, just replacing things and adjusting the hole size. So anyway, lucky for you, you can watch it in just a few minutes. And for me, it's taking a lot longer. But with that being said, I definitely would encourage anybody to keep going. Just keep going. And another advice is you can absolutely do this if you wanted to. In fact, you could do anything if you really wanted to. I got my holes drilled. By the way, I have a cordless battery operated drill, which I use for pretty much almost anything. But drilling through steel, even, you know, little bits at a time, it gets worn out. So for the smaller ones, you know, I start with a small bit and then get bigger bits, so it's not as much work on the drill. So for the smaller ones, I'm using my corded drill that I got for $3. It's like from the 1950s or something. And unfortunately, it doesn't take bits that are big enough for, you know, what I'm using. So I'm using that in the beginning and then the corded drill. And the corded drill just wears out so much that's another reason why this has taken so long, is because I've had to, you know, wait 12 hours, you know, or you know, stop early and let the drill recharge. So I'm using, for these ones, I'm using 3/8 inch, and I've got a washer on each side. And then, of course, I'm using the vinyl lock nuts so any vibration won't unloosen the nuts. Making progress. I got one on that side built, and then this one, I haven't got the bottom in yet. I'm just going to draw my circles and then go drill those holes. Same over here. And then the really unfortunate thing, oh my God, this, I didn't measure this. It was not long enough to go on the outside with these cables. So I'm gonna have to put these, like, you know, through the sides of it. Righty roll. I got my bottom piece all cut out. And now I just gotta slip it in there and hope that the holes line up. Now for the base, because you know I'm all about that base. Let's see if this works. Fits. You know, for some reason, meat and measurements just, like, do not get along. Oh, yeah! So I did a little estimation, and before I put these base tracks in, I drilled extra holes just so that I could kind of stabilize it. I mean, this is obviously not going to hold any weight, but so I kind of estimated on the wood like where those holes are, and I can't find it on this one, but on my first chance I got it on this, so I mean it's a little bit smoother, but anyway, it's just kind of there to slightly help it from swinging, but it's obviously of no strength under 500 pounds, so I don't know. I might try to do these ones, and if I can't make it, like this one I've already tried twice to find the hole and I can't, I'll just leave them. Well, my next step along is to get the plexiglass in. I realized what my measurement issue is. It's this one vertical. When I dropped it down, it doesn't go exactly vertical. It goes a little bit in. So I'm crossing my fingers that won't be a problem when I get the batteries in. The batteries are supposed to come any moment. So I'm hoping, trying to get this done at least to the maximum of, or minimum of what I need to get the batteries in, because I'm crossing my fingers the guy that delivers them will help me put them in here. So I'm gonna probably be needing to cut like all of my acrylic. Unfortunately, it's like all perfectly measured and cut by the place that sold it to me. Anyway, that is how it goes when you have like so many measurements. All right, the roof is in. Oh my God, that was actually really hard. Totally couldn't get it to line up, so part of it's are over the bolts on this side, so it sticks out further. Over here it's less, and I broke a little bit here, so anyway, I'm not getting graded, and it's useful. So I didn't even plan on how I was gonna attach the walls, really, but I think I'm gonna drill holes, and I wish I drilled them before I mounted these, but I'm gonna put a bunch of holes, and then easily see where the holes are, because this is clear, and then use little bolts for that. Neato mosquito! Oh, that looks awesome! I'm thinking Silence of the Lambs when this is all said and done. So I'm ready to put up my side walls, and those are going to take a few extra holes because there's going to be wires and cables going to and from the batteries on each side. So I'm drilling these big holes because I'm going to put these clamps in. You never want to have a cable go through something sharp, like, you know, whether it's plastic or definitely not metal or wood, without a clamp that can hold it so that that wire doesn't rub, especially in an RV because of all the extra vibrations. So anywhere that you are passing a cable, you want to make sure that either it's really fitted in there tightly and it has that plastic loom around it, or you know, plastic encasing that you can buy at the store, not the insulation that comes on it, or you want to use a clamp and clamp that in place so that you won't get any insulation rubbed away. If, for example, you got some insulation rubbed away and that cable is sitting on a metal edge, it could absolutely short out, you know, like your whole system, depending on what cable it is. Also, anytime you're gonna cut plexiglass or drill it, make sure you got a pilot hole, because these things can be a little aggressive. So I got a pilot hole, otherwise it will shred it, and then wood below to catch this first point. So these are going to be for the big positive and negative cables that are coming from the batteries to the inverter. And then on the other side of the box, we'll have some other clamps like this, but a little bit smaller. And those are going to be coming from the charge controller and one that will go out to the shunt. Oh my God. So I've got three sides on and I'm so excited. I haven't done the front yet. The battery guy is supposed to be coming today. And then that's my big exhaust. I forgot I had to add that. That's going to be a big tube that goes out and connects to the door. For the front of the face, which is going to have to be removable, I have put on bolts that are going to permanently be there, but they have a long shaft, and the front face will mount to that, and then I have wing nuts to hold the front face on. So I'm making some last minute changes, or additions really, before the guy comes. And one is, first I painted the bottom of this, because if any sort of battery acid gets on it, even sometimes, you know, just the nodes will kind of fizzle, and then, you know, acid might drop down. The paint will help the wood last a little bit longer. And then my second addition is adding this piece. It's going to be kind of like the seat belt up front. So I'm putting that here. And it's perfect because I already have the holes drilled and the bolts and stuff in. I just have to take the bolts out, put this in. And this was spare leftover, so fortunately I had that. And we'll see if I have time for one more addition after this. Alright, got a little bit more time, and the other thing I'm adding is, this is another spare piece that I have from when I was building the solar panels, and I'm going to slide that under the wood, and unfortunately, you can see that the wood is cut a little bit short, but I think the batteries will hang teeny, teeny bit over, so this will go against the plastic on the outside and hopefully act as just a little bit extra protection. So I have a self-tapping screw left over. I think this is left over from my roof. So I'm going to use that, and hopefully it'll go right down in there. All right, well, I got the front one done, and then I even had time to do one in the back. I'm really glad that I added these we call them just extra kind of seat belts, because now that I've done that, I can put holes in these, and then with those holes, you know, I can either create like a loop with some wire or just use the holes, and then I can from those holes I can use bungee and hopefully go over the batteries. So I'm so glad that I did this, and hopefully once I drill these loopholes or hook holes, however they're going to work, I will be done. Fingers crossed. Right, figuring out the wire, I think I will take a little washer and put that on the inside. Run the wire through. And I don't really know how much wire I need yet, so I'm just going to kind of keep it open. I'll keep a washer out there. All right. I think I am finally done. You can see I painted the floor again, just so, because the first one was a primer. I didn't know if I'd have time to put paint on. And now it matches my kitchen and my electrical distribution center. Well, the batteries are delayed yet again, so they won't be arriving until after this video goes out. But that works perfectly because I wanted to go over them more in depth in the next video anyway. So thank you so much for watching, and please consider contributing towards the informational, educational, and entertainment value on all of these videos and on my channel. And stay tuned for the remaining installation of my RV solar setup.